Tall, noisy wind turbines may not go over well in some urban areas. A Northwest company has developed residential-sized turbines to push renewable energy to cities. The portable turbines could also generate power during disasters. Courtney Flatt has more.
During Southern California's hot summers, people ramp up air conditioners and use more power than normal. That forces utilities to conserve energy and shut off power at specific times and places. These rolling blackouts have been a problem for a small Indian reservation located between San Diego and Los Angeles. Some of the elders in the Pama Band of Luseno Indians have medical equipment that needs to run 24/7. These blackouts can be a matter of life and death.
You have people who are wedded to machines or have to have them at night in order to sleep or even to be mobile.
That's Juana Mahol Dixon. She's on the Pama Band's Legislative Council. Mahol Dixon thinks she's found a solution that will help the elders and reduce the demand for electricity from the power grid. Portable small-scale wind turbines.
This is an alternative in not consuming the energy that is a concern to California.
A Seattle-area company developed the wind turbines Mahol Dixon is talking about. They're called power sails. The blades look more like a sail from a sailboat than the traditional propeller-like blades seen at wind farms. Portable renewable energy is part of a trend to generate more off-grid power. That's without relying on generators that run on fossil fuels. Companies in California, South Dakota, and New York have all developed versions of mobile solar and wind power products. The military also uses mobile renewable energy sources to power its equipment. PowerSail's founder, Pete Oktuka, was named as an Innovator of the Year by Seattle Business Magazine. He says the style of PowerSail's blades helps generate power at lower speeds, starting at 4 miles per hour. Oktuka says that makes the turbines ideal for cities.
There aren't a lot of wind turbines in urban areas because, well, it's just not windy enough.
To help combat wind variability, the turbines can also generate power through attached solar panels and a generator that can run on biofuel. The turbines are also lightweight, about 30 pounds total. Oktuka says that means he can ship them to disaster areas.
It can be transported either by plane, train, or boat anywhere in the world, get it to a disaster area, and deploy it so that they have renewable energy.
Back in 2007, the Pama Reservation was caught in the middle of two fires, 4 miles apart. Mahol Dixon says the reservation barely survived.
We lost 80% of our land.
And most of the reservation's power. Mahol Dixon says power cells will help provide a reliable source of electricity during the wildfire season, which could cut off power from the grid. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.